Yes, the college football playoffs. It's all a very complicated thing, isn't it? We've had our discussions about this. We've broken into it 45 different ways, and you guys kind of know where I stand on it. You know, if you want Florida State in there, who are they replacing? And it's, we can go round robin here. We can go round and round and round, and it still comes back to, man, you know, Texas, Alabama, Florida State, maybe all three kind of deserved it to get in there with Michigan and Washington. But it is what it is, man. I mean, you want to say they were going to replace Alabama? Well, Alabama beat Georgia and knocked them out.
Yeah, but Georgia's not good, Brady.
They were good all year until the last game, and then the committee's just like, oh, nope, I guess they're not number one. They're not even four. They clearly thought they were one.
Define your season.
And this, for Georgia, it does.
What about for Texas?
We're going to find out.
Bama?
We're going to find out. They got games left. They got playoff games left to define their season, especially now, because all eyes were going to be on these games anyway. It's college football playoffs, but now we're watching these things way closer.
I mean, outside of the controversy, these are two great matchups.
Uh-huh.
If not, probably the best matchups we've gotten in the playoff era.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. I mean, Michigan and Alabama.
Classic in the Rose Bowl.
Woo!
It's going to look beautiful.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome, dude.
And then probably a 55-50 game in Texas, Washington.
Mm-hmm. And then you got Georgia and FSU. That's going to
be a great game.
If you're the other Norvell, should he be on the hot seat too?
No,
he's undefeated. He never loses. He's the best. They're the best team probably ever. FSU's probably the best team that's ever existed.
Probably. I mean, you know, I think Liberty has a case for it.
Yep.
2017 UCF there as well.
Yeah, they're up there. James Madison.
Yeah,
they're in the mix. Got to talk about them. No, how do you motivate your guys? Like, if you're FSU, and listen, I know I'm making jokes, but I do feel bad. Like, it sucks for those guys. They went undefeated. They did everything they could do. How do you motivate those guys? You know, you're without your quarterback. You're starting quarterback. That's one of the reasons they're not in. And now you got to go play in a bowl game that doesn't mean as much. Doesn't even come close to meaning as much.
Look, guys, I know you're upset, but let's channel that anger. Let's channel that focus for the next couple of weeks. You'll have a Christmas break here. Go spend time with your family, but we're going to come back. New Year's, we're going to get ready. We got a chance to play arguably another one of the best teams.
You got a chance to prove the country in the college football playoffs that they were wrong.
If you don't want to give credit to Bama's win over Georgia, okay. Then look at Georgia as the two-time defending champs, which they still are until January 1st.
You go pull off an upset and beat Georgia? There's no way that's happening. You go beat Georgia? Then
I wouldn't fight. I'm not going to say you're not a champion.
I think it's weird. I think it's weird, but you could say it.
Now, have a parade, you could put a banner up.
Now listen to this. This has always been in place for the College Football Playoff Committee. When they vote, here's the things that they look at. A team's strength of schedule is one of the most important considerations for the committee in making its selections. Other factors that the committee weigh are conference championships, team records, and head-to-head results. Plus, other points such as injuries, and believe it or not, weather. If it was a weird kind of snow game, windy game, and it took them off, they will take that into account. That's silly. The weather thing's silly to me, but injuries do play a part. They do look at this. If you are without a star player that kind of helped you become the team that you are, they will consider that.
Yeah, and again, those are factors to consider, not requirements or qualifications. So wording there is important.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at the two games without Jordan Travis, the one game against Florida and the game against Louisville, their offense with a second string and a third string quarterback did not look nearly as impressive as they did with Jordan Travis.
Correct.
Their defense, phenomenal. They have a great defense. But you got to have both to be considered the best team.
Yeah, it's got to be not just a perfect season. There's got to be a lot of things that come into play.
And if, you know, Travis had mentioned it, if he had broken his leg in week 3, okay, well, then your second string has 8 or 9 games left
to
prove himself.
Right. Because when was he injured?
It was like three. It was against North Alabama.
Mm.
And that was like 2 weeks before or a week before the Florida game. So like week 10 or 11.
Yeah. So I'm not saying it's, here we go, Flying Dutchman. I'm not saying it's wrong or right for the College Football Playoff Committee to have that. But until you have an organized playoff structure, which is what we hope the plan is next year, this is the best you're going to get.
It is a subjective format.
That's,
is it a perfect format? Probably not.
No.
When you compare it to the NFL, as we always say with the NFL, what matters most, wins and losses. I don't care how ugly it is, how beautiful it is, it's a win. And that's what determines your playoff seeding, your playoff chances, your division, whatever.
Zero style points are rewarded in the NFL. It is about your record, your standings. That's what it is. Philadelphia and Dallas coming up Sunday night. Nobody's going to look at that and go, that's a marquee victory. No, that's just a win. If Dallas wins that game, they will tie with Philadelphia for the top of the division.
I see these takes on social media. It's like, well, if Mahomes got hurt and you'd have to keep the Chiefs out. It doesn't work that way.
Just ask Nick Foles if it works that way.
Nick Foles won a Super Bowl.
Right. The NFL is cut and dry, man. There is no room for interpretation. It's win enough to perhaps win your division and lock in a playoff spot, or you're a wild card. That's it. It's all about the records. In college, everything's got to come into play. Your strength of schedule, the wins and losses, or hopefully no losses for most. Who'd you beat? How'd you beat them? Did you beat them? Did you take a team you were supposed to beat by 30 and you win by a last-second field goal? No? Did your stud get hurt? I guess, was it a blizzard in that game and both teams just ran the ball 472 times and you didn't throw it? I guess weather is a thing that they look at. I didn't really know that. There's just a lot of factors. So you should have seen this coming. This is how they do it. You know, it's people voting. You're never going to get it perfect, and maybe next year they will, although we will argue about the at-large bids now.
Sure, and I mean, this was a conversation that was happening last Saturday afternoon before Florida State even kicked off. The broadcast was saying this game is going to determine the playoff and who gets in and who gets out, regardless of how they win or if they win. That was an important game, and everyone knew this conversation was going to happen on Sunday. The committee talked about it Saturday night. Slept on it. They didn't take a break and said, we'll just do it tomorrow, you know, on a time crunch. We're going to sleep on it, take this all in, come back tomorrow with fresh minds, and we'll talk about it again.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. There are a lot of moving parts to this. And let me ask you this. If Florida State would have destroyed Louisville, did that change? Would that change? If it's 50-10, would that change?
I think it would. I go back to the Cardell Jones situation. His first start against Wisconsin in the Big Ten championship game, he had 300 yards, 3 touchdowns, and they won 59-0. There was no doubt that Ohio State was still as good of a team with their third-string quarterback.
And you talk about
it beginner's luck, call it whatever you want, he showed up.
And you talk about Alabama and what happened with them, with Tua and Jalen Hurts. They proved that their backup was just as good, right?
Sure. For a current year for Alabama, this year they played USF the week after Texas. They benched Jalen Milroe. Tyler Buckner, Ty Simpson got equal snaps in that game. And they looked horrendous on offense.
Mm-hmm.
They won the game, but they looked terrible.
Sure, yeah.
It's almost as if your quarterback has an impact on how well you play.
It's the most important position in football. It's one of the most important positions in sports. Yet you just want to forget. And again, comparing that to the NFL is ridiculous. Two totally different ways to get to the top. That's how it works. Dixon, going to be a lot of the best players in the Georgia FSU game that don't play.
Well, how good's your recruiting class?
I don't know.
How good is your coaching staffs? I think you got two really good coaching staffs.
Why would you say that they're not going to play?
Well, there are rumors going around about FSU possibly boycotting.
Stupid. That's so stupid.
I would consider a forfeit, mm-hmm. which would be a loss.
It would be a loss, and there's your one loss that you didn't think you had.
And the difference is, 2017 UCF, 2008 Utah, and 2004 Auburn went on and won their bowl games against top teams. You want an argument, play and beat Georgia.
That's how you got to do it. And that's the mindset that you should have in that facility, in your facility, around your program. Is the only way we're going to shut up the naysayers, because there's still a bunch of them, is to go out and beat the hell out of Georgia, or just beat them. And it's not going to happen, but there you go. Big Hub says...
And UCF that year beat Auburn. They were the seventh team overall, and they beat them in the Peach Bowl.
Yeah. Big Hub says, I think regardless, they didn't want a backup quarterback playing for a title. They believed FSU had no chance and could have been another TCU.
That, and also your backup quarterback didn't impress me very much.
And is that fair? Not necessarily. But their job is to put the best four teams in. The teams they think are going to be have the best shot to compete and make this a hell of a playoff run.
And in the history of the playoff, there has been one or two blowout games. Twice it's happened in the championship game.
And so that's why you have to like take your NFL thinking and put it aside. Because this is not like the NFL. This is a committee that picks their top four teams to get in. That's how it goes. Somebody had made a comparison to the Olympics. Like, sometimes there are Olympians that don't go undefeated, but they still win gold. Then there are other Olympians that go undefeated, and they also win gold. But if you put them against each other, they're both gold medalists. One of them might be, maybe the other one had a harder road. Maybe the other one had some injuries to deal with, some of the competitors.
Sure, it's, you know, they do trials and, there's an and championships
sure.
and those types of things.
And there's an Olympic committee that decides who they put in, and sometimes they've left out guys and men and women that have had undefeated season where they hadn't lost. But they go, Billy over here has two losses. He's still the best. That's the best one. We're putting him in. And you could argue it, but you look at their strength. It's kind of like that.
It is human error. We are imperfect beings, so of course they're not going to get this right. And best, the best teams, is a subjective term in and of itself. But again, it's you want to throw the most deserving, sure, but that's not what the committee follows.
It's the best. Is Alabama better than FSU today?
Yes.
Is Texas better than FSU today?
Yes.
Washington better?
Probably.
Yeah. Is Michigan better?
Are they cheating?
Either way.
Then probably.
Those are the best teams, and that's how they do it. It's always been flawed, but that is how they do it. So, I hate the college football playoff committee. Yes, you're right.
But
they're wrong. They're not
games?
Great. Yeah, hell yeah, I am. Way interested in these games. And I'm interested in Georgia and FSU.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that game holds a lot. Like I told you yesterday, I'm not a big bowl guy outside of the playoffs. But I'll be into that one.
I mean, I can tell you when UCF played Auburn in 2017, I was rooting for Auburn, and that never happens.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to see UCF, see if they were the real deal, and they beat a top 10 SEC team, and they got the respect for it.
First Advantage text line, 888-53.
In fact, they moved them to a bigger conference.
Yeah, 888-530-0043. Are the top draft picks going to play and risk injury just to prove a point? No, they won't play.
Making a big fuss about it, you might as well play.
I don't know. I wouldn't. If I was told I was going to be a number one pick, I'm not playing in the Sundance Bowl or the Whiskey River Bowl or whatever it is. I'm not playing in that. If I'm in the playoffs, I'm playing. But I might consider playing in the if I'm an FSU player, I might say I want to go out and beat Georgia. I want to go out and that'll only help my stock. We went in there with everybody against us.
Are you going to lay down and pout and say, all right, we should be there, or are you going to go out and prove it?
Big Hub says, Angel, I'm standing by. The SEC will always be in the playoffs, no matter who's undefeated. Well, now they will.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you think Bama's getting out of the playoff anytime soon, sorry.
Now it'll
be there as long as Saban's there.
Well, now it's for sure. They just go win their conference and they're in, but they'll probably get an at-large too.
I mean, I don't get the SEC bias. I understand the complaints about it, but when you consider
how many SEC teams it's the mini
have
NFL.
Won championships since, you know, you go back to Florida, you go back to, you know, Bama's, you know, three that they had in the early 2000, like the 2009-10 era. You have Auburn in there, Georgia the last couple of years. And the only really offsets of that have been Florida State in 2013. You had Clemson those couple of years. Ohio State won in 2014.
Yeah.
So it's better football.
21 minutes after the hour. I got my Thursday night special coming up. This is going to be a huge game. A monster game. I mean, Angel, what could get better than this? Who's the starting quarterback for the Patriots tonight? Who's the starting quarterback for the Steelers tonight? We know.
The man.
We know.
The myth. The legend.
Tanner's guy. He wanted Mitch Trubisky to take over the reins for the Broncos. Well, he's going to get an opportunity to show the world on Amazon Prime how great he is tonight. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be back.
KFKA, home of the Hall of Famers. Brian Carey and Coach Bruce Dick. Hear them every day on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the whole show powered by Chevron. Fun poll question today. A little spicy, I guess. Is Jay Norvell on the hot seat? And that's not, like, I'm not ignoring Colorado State basketball. If you are a hooligan, and you could really call yourself a hooligan, especially a Hall of Famer, you know how much I talk CSU Rams hoops. So the idea that, oh my gosh, why would you talk about this today when the Rams just beat DU? I know they're undefeated and they're tied. Dude, who are you talking to here? I mean, I have Isaiah Stevens on the show Friday, his show that he does with me. So we talk CSU hoops.
You think they're spicy because it's Fiesta Thursday?
It could be Fiesta Thursday. Very well could be.
There you go.
Some other burritos at Cables.
Yep. Margaritas.
Hey, that'd calm everybody down. I would love the smothered burritos at Cables, man. Just delicious. That would calm you guys down a little bit, I think.
Maybe have a house margarita or two.
Yeah.
Or three.
You guys need it, man. You know?
Just chill.
Yeah, just it's not like a negative, mean thing, you know, to ask if somebody's on the hot seat.
Now, if you ask this question next August, I understand the spiciness. Like, well, the season's not even going yet.
I'll probably ask it again in August.
You should.
I mean, it's a big offseason for Jay Norvell. They got to figure some things out. There's no doubt about it. They got to be better. Your expectations should be better, Rams fans. Let's be better together here. We're trying to make stop worrying about what CU's doing. Like, I'll worry about it because I got Buffs listeners too, so I'm going to talk about it. But Rams fans, stop every Buffs post that's out there. Every recruit, you don't need to get on and post, you know, hey, he's keeping receipts. You don't need to do it. Ignore it. Rise above it.
I mean, you really feed into that little brother attitude.
Yeah, you should ignore them. Ignore
prime
time.
Live in their shadow. Regardless of if they see you in their shadow, don't put yourself there.
I know, like, our friends at the Colorado are getting crap, and I think it's a brilliant move. They've got a writer that's covering Buff stuff, you know, going to hit primetime stuff. Why not?
Well, it's not the Colorado State of it.
It's the Colorado one. You can read that from anywhere because it's digital, right? So you can read that from anywhere. So, I think it's, we've done this for years on this show. I've talked Buffs and Rams and Bears and Cowboys and Falcons. I talk a lot of college, local college. I do. Dick says, how many drinks in is Al Michaels already? Oh, dude.
This might be his best game.
This could be like, he's like the dude from Major League. You know, did you see that movie?
No.
Oh, Angel, you got to see that new homework assignment. God's good.
Put that on the summer movie list.
Back to the summer movie review.
Yeah.
We did one, I think.
We did two?
Did we do two?
Yeah, we did Moneyball and White Men Can't Jump.
We might recharge
that. I would say two of the best sports movies I've seen.
We might recharge that. We could.
Oh, it's got Charlie Sheen?
Well, the who's the broadcaster? He's an old guy. Or he was an old guy at that point.
Tom Berenger?
Yeah. I think. No.
That's what the cast list says.
Is he the broadcaster?
Or, Bob Uecker played Harry Doyle.
Yeah.
It's got Dennis Haber. That's the Allstate guy.
Yeah.
Allstate.
He's like a, I don't know what you call it, like a spiritual guy in the movie.
A priest?
Different.
Shaman.
And different.
Healer.
Kind of like almost witch doctor-y stuff.
Okay. Voodoo guy.
Yeah, voodoo. There we go. That's what I was looking for. It's a great movie. But no, is that going to be Al Michaels tonight? Is he going to be Harry Doyle tonight? Like, who cares? Nobody's listening. And then he has like Jack Daniels, bottle of Jack Daniels.
This might be a competitive game.
You think
so? Mystery of the Patriots quarterback. Who's it going to be?
We still don't really know, do we?
Not that I've seen. It may be Mac Jones. It may be Zappy. It could be Malik Cunningham. We don't know.
Well, I mean, there's only one way to find out, and that's to tune into this bad boy tonight. Almost a bad game. That's silly. Thursday night special. A special angel. It's a special game. I will be curious to see what they're going to do at quarterback. It's probably going to be Zappy, my guess. Yeah, they're terrible. Patriots are bad. Think this is Belichick's last year? Or is it his last year with the Patriots?
Last year with New England.
You think he goes somewhere else?
Yeah, I think the Chargers are being tied to him for some reason.
Well, they're happy with their coach, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Mr. Can't keep him down. Mr. Staley.
Yeah, he's that guy's talk about is it okay to ask if he's on the hot seat, or is that going to piss people off too?
No, his seat is, he's not even on a seat.
Yeah, he burned.
He is floating in the ether.
His seat got the dragon treatment that Game of Thrones chair did. The Game of Thrones throne got
pile of ash.
Yeah, he's just not even in a chair anymore. Robert Saleh on the hot seat? I would imagine so.
Oh yeah.
That Jets thing?
Here's just the NFL promoting the game. It's a Belichick and Tomlin picture. Two of the best coaches of the 21st century.
I saw one that was like, it was Watt, and then it was Belichick. Face to face. It's like they don't even have a good enough player.
You could throw Belichick and Tomlin out there, and that might be more entertaining.
Just watch those guys go out too. Well, hey, the Steelers have a lot to play for tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Steelers are very much alive in the playoff discussion.
I don't think the AFC North is decided.
No.
Even I know Baltimore's number two right now, but they've been off for a week.
The Steelers are like right up there. What are they, seven and five? So, I mean, this is a pretty significant game for Pittsburgh tonight. So that's why it's so interesting to me. They're always interesting to me, but how long is Pickett going to be out?
Not sure, but the Steelers are 3-1 in the division so far.
Yeah,
so they're right there.
Yeah, it's a must win game to keep pace. Well, let's get to the pick. 32 minutes after the hour, do the Patriots have some Belichick magic tonight, or will Mitchell Trubisky get the job done? We'll find out together. Next, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to The Hull Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I think you're a sorry, low-down S.O.B.
Don't be an idiot.
What?
I said don't be an idiot.
You trying to run like a little scalded dog here. You will remember me forever and ever.
We are getting ready. This game on Prime Video tonight. The New England Patriots and the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, it doesn't give. And the Steelers, like, we joke about how bad this game could be, but here's the Pittsburgh Steelers sitting at 7-5. You know, they scored 10 points last week. Their offense is getting, I mean, they scored 10 points and losing to the Cardinals. So is Mitchell Trubisky, Kenny Pickett was maybe starting to get some confidence going. You got a new offensive coordinator, you're feeling good, but no. He gets hurt. Don't know how long he's out. This offense has been kind of weird anyway. But they've found ways to win because their defense is ridiculous. They've been out of this world on the defensive side of the ball. But the Steelers, no epic tunes, nothing to build up. The Steelers have just found ways to win, to put themselves at least in the playoff situation here. Now, the Patriots are one of the jokes of the NFL. It's kind of, I don't know, most people would say it's not sad to see Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots losing like this and one of the worst teams in the NFL. But it is kind of weird seeing one of the great coaches, one of the arguably the greatest NFL coach ever. Maybe there is no arguably. It's just the greatest coach ever when it comes to the NFL. And so they're playing for pride tonight. I think a lot of the promos about this game are the storied franchises. Two of the storied franchises are going at it. But let's not like just discount Pittsburgh just because their offense can't do anything. The over-under tonight is 30, I think. Do you realize that's like it's a little over two touchdowns each? I mean, it's crazy. Just not expect, like, this is probably setting up to be a really boring game, or who knows? Maybe we get some fireworks. Maybe we see some fireworks in this game. Oh, there we go. Starting to pick up a little bit now, Angel. We just needed a little more. See, even the Thursday night special, it was off because it's the Patriots and the Steelers. It wasn't ready to wake up for this game. The special wasn't ready. Wasn't ready for the moment because it's not really that big of a moment. But the Steelers, man. Mike Tomlin's my guy. I would trade Sean Payton in a heartbeat for Mike Tomlin to be my head coach. Always love that dude. Mitch Trubisky. Kind of the forgotten man. Taken early by the Bears a few years ago. Had that one year where, man, whoa. Where are the Bears? Are they a Super Bowl contender? And then after that.
Double doink.
And then he doesn't even want to go to another team to compete for a starting job. He just goes to Buffalo, where he knows he can be a backup. Well, now he comes to Pittsburgh. Got to beat out Kenny Pickett, who is interesting. Only 6 touchdowns for Pickett this year. The offense is just not there. But yet they've won 7. You got your Pittsburgh shirt on today, too.
I didn't mean to wear black and yellow today. But I kind of realized that halfway through the show. My granddad's a Steelers fan, so...
Najee Harris,
my guy.
661 yards. Does he have a big game tonight? How about the defensive side?
I think so.
How about the defensive side? TJ Watt. I mean, 14 sacks for him. He's ridiculous. Patriots, though, like, as bad as they are, defensively, they held the Chargers to 6 points. And the Chargers, we can say what we want about them, but the Chargers, we thought, were pretty good at scoring.
Should be.
They held the Giants to 10. They held the Colts to 10. They held the Commanders to 20. Now, your Dolphins scored 31, but Dolphins. They beat the Bills, which is weird.
For that.
The Raiders scored 21 on them. You know, the last 5 or 6 weeks, say for the Miami game, this defense has been pretty good.
I think that's the one constant with Belichick is this guy knows defense.
Yeah. And so can they keep him in there long enough with, you know, for a Bailey Zappi, if that's where we're going tonight? Or is it going to be Mac Jones or Herbie Hancock tonight?
Malik Cunningham.
This is I was not looking forward to this one for a long time. I knew this was coming down the stretch of where we were going to go. I mean, your logical brain tells you the Steelers win this game. They've got the most to play for. They need to win it. The Patriots are needing a draft pick. Nobody's believing, but then their defensive output last week. I could see it being a weird game. Maybe the Patriots can pull this thing off. Like I said, defensively, they're just not bad. I used to use this on an old worker around here. Not terrible. It's not you, Angel. That was like the highest compliment I could pay him. He wasn't terrible. Turned out he was. This is for the big time, man. This is the one to put me over 500. We worked our tail off to get here. Like, just busted it. Do I go with a little craziness tonight? Sprinkle a little Patriots magic into this? A little Patriots way? Or do I go with Mike Tomlin? Do I go with them to cover 5.5? So much to it. So little time. Let's go, Mike Tomlin, Pittsburgh Steelers. Angel's got the shirt. Let's go. Gonna cover -5.5. There we go. Nothing. Not playing. There it is.
Here we go.
Yeah. We just
Steelers
need a little time
football
to warm up.
60 minutes. It's never gonna be pretty. Mm-mm. Throw style points out the window. Mm-mm. But these guys will fight to the end.
Here we go. Pittsburgh's
go,
going
Mike.
To the Super Bowl.
I gotta go to Pittsburgh in the morning. Those guys out there, they owe me $15,000.
Trubisky flips
Pittsburgh,
it.
Pittsburgh, land of beauty.
Najee Harris, touchdown, Steelers.
Let's go, Nodge.
Come down, boy, if you have a taste for cold steel.
Lines up a deep ball. Captain Separation. Hook. Touchdown, George Pickens.
Never give up on the Steelers.
Never.
Run to
Never.
Najee Harris. And Harris keeps those legs moving. He's not going down. Harris somehow emerges from that crowd.
As long as I kept getting this stuff from Pittsburgh, I knew Paulie would never find out.
Oh, Ray, God Pick rest
up.
His soul.
What? Touchdown Steelers!
We do not care.
And if you get in his way, he's gonna knock you around. Here we go.
Mike Tomlin, it's Here time to go. Take him down. Here Steelers gonna get the dub. Steelers. They're gonna cover the spread. It's probably going to be like 21-10. 23-10. Something weird. 45 minutes after the hour. The Thursday night special has been said. Mr. Thursday night has spoken. And I like Pittsburgh -5.5. We'll be right back.
Congratulations to Coach Bruce Dick on his induction into the Colorado High School Coaches Association Hall of Fame. Hear the Hall of Famer on KFKA weekdays 10 to 11.
Hey, Nugget fans, this is Coach Bowen of the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
What do we learn on this seventh day of December? I learned that there's never a bad time to have a great sports discussion. You might think that a poll question should be, hey, the Rams are good. What do you think? I'm talking about Jay Norvell. Is he on the hot seat? I had a fun conversation with that. I had fun time reading your hate mail to me today. That was a blast. So you clearly were interested. Don't act like you weren't. It's a topic of discussion. There's never a bad time for a solid sports chat. Angel, what'd you learn today?
Yeah, kind of more off of that. You know, we're not journalists, but we're media folk, and we love to talk about good teams. We like to talk about successful programs and players and coaches. But we also want to engage our listeners, and I think we got a lot of engagement today, good and bad.
Yeah.
But we work off of that. We got a lot of good segments and good conversation from it. And if you want anything, it's going to make us better radio people.
Yeah, exactly. It's fun. And if you want comment how I love the comments that are like, hey, this is stupid, nobody cares. You cared enough to comment. If you truly didn't care, you wouldn't care.
You don't insult Brady because he takes that hard.
No. I don't take it hard.
You should see him in the breaks. He kind of just...
I don't take it hard. I actually love it. I'm ecstatic about it. It makes me so happy. But I just think it's funny when you comment and you say, who cares, or this is a dumb poll question, and then, you know, the votes are higher than they've been on this one than most.
Yes.
This has been one of the biggest ones for a while. So you have spoken. Hooligans, you guys have spoken. Big game tonight, Thursday night. You going to be watching this?
I guess I have to.
Yeah. Or it's in-season stuff, in-season tournament stuff tonight.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Final Four.
You know what? I'm going to read a book.
It's the Final Four, Angel. Indiana and Milwaukee play it. They play like in an hour.
Whoa. Yeah, they're in Vegas.
And then Nollins and L.A.
It's a good pronunciation.
I like to say Nollins sometimes.
That's how they say it down there.
And they're playing on True TV and TNT. What is this, March Madness? We're getting NBA games on, like, True TV and all that stuff?
You're going to take away my impractical jokers and give me an impractical joke.
You... I am kind of intrigued. I don't know.
I'll see it throughout Twitter in the evening.
Put it on here at the station in the background. If this it's 3 o'clock here, so we'll watch Indiana and Milwaukee. Get into that for a moment.
See our old boy, Bruce Brown.
Yeah, go for him.
Are they doing the funny courts for these games, too?
I believe so. Did you hear the Lakers are not allowed to wear their black jerseys because it'll mess with the court? Like, it's going to offset the court?
It's going to hurt its feelings?
I guess. I don't know.
Well, we know we can't do that with LeBron James. No one can get their feelings hurt.
Yeah, they're not...
Whether you're a coach or a basketball or a player's foot, you have to do right by LeBron James.
Yeah. This should be an interesting one. In-season tournament, Indiana and Milwaukee at 3 o'clock, New Orleans and L.A. Lakers at 7. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Just kind of summarizing some of the things we went over today, you know, like with the Nuggets and Nikola Jokic. That was an outlier. That's not going to happen again. Joker's going to go off tomorrow. You know, hammer the over, whatever it is on him. He's never going to have a game like that. That was his worst shooting game ever. It was just weird. I watched every shot he took. It was just like, how did that not? They were just short. Just kept coming up short.
He did get a haircut recently, and I know he normally does good after haircut games.
Did he just get one?
I think so. I think on like Monday or Tuesday.
Oh, so he lost after a haircut.
Yeah.
I think the stats are like he's undefeated after haircut. So was that his first loss? He didn't look fresh. He didn't look like a fresh cut.
Mm-hmm.
Like the real fresh cut.
Maybe he grows it out.
Maybe he grew it out in the last 2 days.
Headband.
Grew fast.
Needs to come back.
Because I didn't notice the fresh cut. Because that would have been a story. Because he's undefeated after fresh cuts. So he must have got it like a week ago. It's like if he gets it.
Barber or something?
If he gets it that day or the day before, he's undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
If it's like 3 or 4 days before, then it's different. What? Flying Dutchman. Are there other men's performances Angel notices after haircuts?
Are there other men's performances?
I don't know. Clearly, you're not a Joker fan because that is a big, that's like a big thing.
It's an interesting stat line.
Yeah. His hair, when he gets a haircut, he gets a fresh haircut, he's like undefeated, dude. So, I don't know. But you're not wrong, Flying Dutchman.
I could go get a haircut and you could determine my performance on a show afterwards.
Yeah. You letting it grow back out, by the way? You letting it grow back out?
No, it's getting a little...
You gonna cut it again?
Yeah, I need to get it trimmed up. Yeah, it's getting a little like in the back where it just starts flipping up and I don't like it. It's getting too long.
You're just not going to go back to the long hair angel anymore,
can't
huh?
Do it.
No?
That was 3 years that was... I was a different person.
You were a different guy, and now you're...
I look at pictures of myself back then, and I'm like, why?
That was wild, Angel.
Who said that was okay?
Wild hair. I thought the long hair looked good. It was good. You had an edge to you.
There were stages of it.
Now you're tamed, you know?
Sharp.
We know what to expect. Yeah, wild hair, long hair, Angel's like, who is that guy?
I mean, everyone in this office outside of Brian has pretty... clean cut hair.
I'm kind of letting it go, but as you can see, it's going all over the place. So we'll see what happens.
I will judge you on your performance after.
Yeah, we'll see. Get a haircut. Better shows. You never know. Maybe we'll have a better poll question tomorrow. Like, is sports neat? We'll do that one tomorrow. It's been fun. Seriously, I love the banter. I love it. If you guys call me idiots, or an idiot, if you come at me, you don't like this, you call me a journalist, whatever, I don't care. I think it's all fun. So, do the same thing tomorrow. Come at us again And we'll be ready to rock and roll on a Friday, on a football Friday. We'll break into all things Broncos, Chargers, kind of that must-win situation for Denver if they want to get into the playoffs. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.